It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and this week, all week long, we're teaching from my new book called In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You. And today we come to a powerful truth. It's found in Romans chapter 8. It's a great In Him verse, one of the very best. And this is what it says. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. There it is, in Him. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. See, this eighth chapter of Romans, it opens like a sunrise breaking through the darkest night. Because Paul, in the previous chapter, just laid out the struggle he had with sin. He said, why is it the things I want to do, the good things, I don't end up doing them? And the bad that I don't want to do, I end up doing it. And he finally said, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And then he burst into a declaration of freedom. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. See, condemnation, it's more than guilt. It's the weight of judgment. The voice says you're beyond hope. Condemnation chains us to the past, and it convinces us that we could never be free. But Paul announces that in Christ, condemnation, it's been silenced forever. The gavel has come down and the verdict is now case dismissed. Not guilty. Notice the timing of Paul's words. There is therefore now no condemnation. Not one day when you're stronger. Not when you finally get your act together. Nope, the moment you're in Christ Jesus, condemnation has been canceled because of the blood of Christ and His death upon the cross. The blood of Jesus washed away every stain. God does not keep a file of all your failures to revisit them later. He casts them as far as the east is from the west. Paul even goes a step further and he said, for the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. See, the law of sin and death once held us in its grip, friend. It pronounced judgment on every failure. But in Christ, there's a greater law at work. He called it the law of the Spirit of life. And the law of the Spirit of life, it lifts us above. Just like aerodynamics will take you a plane up above the storm, the law of the Spirit of life lifts us up and seats us with Christ in heavenly places. It doesn't mean we're never going to stumble, because it happens. It means that when we do, we're not condemned. Conviction may come from the Spirit just drawing us back to Christ, but condemnation, it never comes, because God sees you holy and righteous now. Because you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. In Christ, we're free to walk in the Spirit every day, free to approach God boldly, come to His throne of grace. This is the life that Christ purchased for you, friend. It's a life that's free from condemnation. Not because you're perfect, but because He is. Not because you are faultless, but because He is faithful. The cross has spoken once and for all, and in Him, God says, now you're free. When we fail, instead of shrinking back in fear, we now run boldly to that throne of grace, and we say, Father, I thank You that I'm Your child, and that You carry me, and that You have forgiven me. Friend, do you still carry guilt for sins God has already forgiven? Let it go. He paid for it at the cross so that you could be free. Can you recognize the difference between the Spirit's conviction and the condemnation that the enemy tries to bring upon you? In John chapter 8, the Pharisees, they bring a woman to Jesus, who was caught in the very act of adultery. I always wonder what they did with the man. They just brought the woman to Jesus. And the Pharisees had rocks in their hands. They were ready to stone her to death because, according to the law, she deserved the death penalty. And Jesus just looked at them and he said this. He said, "He who is without sin, cast the first stone." And one by one, they dropped their stones and they began to walk away. And then Jesus looked at the woman and he said, "Woman, where are your accusers?" And she said, "Sir, they're gone." And then Jesus said this to her. It's so powerful. He said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." That's the gospel, friend. God doesn't condemn you. He restores you. He doesn't throw stones at you. He extends grace. This is such a powerful truth today, friend, that in Him we are free from condemnation. I've known people, I've had them in my office for counseling, who tell me of how Satan accuses them daily with their past. I'm here today to tell you, friend, in Him you can get free from that. Let's move on to another great In Him verse. And this is Philippians 4:13, where Paul said this, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." See, not only are we forgiven in Him, not only are we free from condemnation in Him, but listen, friend, we're strengthened in Him. And these words have encouraged countless believers. I've heard people quote this verse so many times, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Paul's not declaring that in Christ he could accomplish every dream or achieve every goal. He was speaking of something deeper, something far more powerful. The strength to endure, to persevere, to just remain content in every circumstance because of his union with Christ and being found in Christ. The context of this verse, which is very important, is Paul's reflection on contentment. Because he said in Philippians 4:11 and 12, the two verses before this, he said, "I have learned in whatever state I'm in to be content." I guess that includes Illinois. "I know how to be abased and I know how to abound." So he's like, I've known lack and I've known blessings. "Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." And then he adds this, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." He wasn't boasting of his own power or his ability. Paul was simply boasting in Christ. In other words, Paul's saying, whether I face abundance or lack, whether I face freedom or prison, whether it's joy or whether it's hardship, I can endure all of that, not because of my willpower, but because I'm in Christ and He's in me. See, the strength of the Christian life, friend, is not self-sufficiency. That's a lie from the enemy. It is Christ's sufficiency. And this is so vital for us to grasp today because our culture, it idolizes independence. It urges us to dig deep, to believe in ourselves, to push through. But the gospel, it calls us to dependence, not on ourselves, not on other people, but on Christ. Strength does not come from just gritting your teeth. It comes from resting in Him, knowing that He's got you. The branch doesn't produce fruit by trying harder. It bears fruit because life flows from the vine, and so it is with us. In Him, we find strength to resist temptation. In Him, we find the courage to face trials. And in Him, we discover the endurance to press on when life feels so overwhelming. His strength does not merely supplement our weakness. No, it replaces it. Paul said, "When I'm weak, then I'm strong." Our weakness becomes the stage upon which His power is displayed. We say, "I can't do it in myself, so God will do it through me. This truth frees us from both pride and despair. See, pride says, I can do this on my own. Despair says, I can't do it at all. But faith says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. See, friend, it's not about what you can do. It's about what he can do in and through you. I want you to think about Peter for a moment. He trembled before the little servant girl, denying Christ 3 times out of the fear. But later, filled with the Spirit, he stood boldly before the Sanhedrin and he proclaimed the name of Jesus without hesitation. What made the difference? The strength of being in Christ and having Christ in him. Peter's the one that God chose on the day of Pentecost to stand up and preach a message where 3,000 people came to Christ in a single day. What made the difference? He got in Jesus, and Jesus got in him. And so it is with us. Whatever you're facing today, whatever trial you didn't choose, a calling that feels bigger than you, maybe God's got a ministry call in your life and you've walked away from it. Or maybe it's just a weakness that seems unshakable. And don't face it alone, friend. Christ himself strengthens you. Let me ask you today, in what areas of your life are you trying to rely on your own strength rather than upon Christ? Maybe it's addiction to alcohol or drugs. And you're saying, Keith, I can't shake this on my own. But you can do it through Christ, friend, who strengthens you. I'm going to pray for you today. I believe God brought us together. I believe it's no accident that you tuned in to this program today, because I believe God wanted you to hear that not only in him there is no condemnation, but he wanted you to know you can do all things through Christ, who gives you strength. Lord Jesus, I just thank you today that you're my strength. Teach me, God, to stop striving in my own power and just to lean fully on you, God, whether in abundance or whether I'm in need, whether I'm in joy or whether I'm just really going through the fire. I ask you today, God, to help me be content and confident in the strength that you provide, God. I pray for every man, every woman, every young person that's listening to this program today. God, some of them are right at the point where they're desperate. They really need a touch from you. God, I ask you to come through for them. I ask you to show your faithfulness to them. You're faithful even unto 1,000 generations, O God. And just reveal yourself to them today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh, friend, it's so good to come to you each and every weekday and share with you some fresh oil that God gives us. And we're teaching from my book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You. And all week long, we're enjoying it. Walking Grace.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God, not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.